This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Sunday called for the Republican-controlled Senate to delay confirmation of President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, saying voters are not going to stand for this abuse of power. That's his quote. Biden said the Senate should delay action until after he or Trump is inaugurated in January for a new four-year term. But Mr. Trump has said that moving forward with his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett is his constitutional duty, even though no Supreme Court nominee has ever been put forth so close to a presidential election. Biden's comments come as Democrats and Republicans move to use the Supreme Court vacancy left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to energize voters in the November 3rd election. Biden said the Senate has to stand strong for our democracy. He spoke at a brief news conference in his home state of Delaware. He said the Senate moving ahead on the Barrett nomination, in his words, would be an irreversible step toward the brink and a betrayal of a single quality that America is born and built on, the people decide. Should he win the election, Biden said the Barrett nomination should be withdrawn so he can make a pick. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett gives President Trump an opportunity to make the court more conservative ahead of the November 3rd election. The president said on Saturday he believed that Barrett should be a straightforward and prompt confirmation. He urged lawmakers and media to refrain from personal and partisan attacks on Barrett. Polls show a majority of Americans, as well as Democratic lawmakers, want the winner of November's presidential election to select the nominee. When VOA asked Mr. Trump about that, the president replied, "I don't think they know Amy." If confirmed, Barrett would be the first mother of school-aged children.